The theme to our segment, Racetracks Everywhere, with thanks to TAC, we hit the road and we travel to race clubs around the country to check out how their club, their race meetings, their township are faring. And we're going to country Queensland to Hughenden, who have not raced for a year, and they have their big cup meeting coming up. And Cherilee Honorary takes our call. How are you, Cherilee?
I'm really well, thank you.
Well, where is Hughenden? It's a location, I must admit, that as I've spoken to the club a few times, I now know how to clearly spell it, but it's one of those tricky named places.
It is. So we're about 400 kilometres inland from Townsville. So pretty much midway Townsville, Mount Isa, I suppose.
And it's Hughenden. It's spelt with an E-N in the middle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Hughenden.
Hughenden. Is that how the locals say it, do they?
No, that's just a way to get people to say it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that'd waste a few seconds if you meet at the local township and say Hughenden, but Hughenden. So, as I said, as we welcomed you to the radio station coverage here, you didn't race last year. You raced twice a year, and both those meetings were lost due to the strict protocols, even though Queensland have not gone through what we have here in Victoria and other states. The cautious approach last year saw both your meetings lost.
Yes, we did. We didn't race at all in 2020. Our races were taken to a larger regional area, which could had a lot more of the controls that they required for racing Queensland and COVID.
So were they completely became, say, a Mount Isa meeting, or were they the Hughenden Cup at that place, or they were basically just taken away and different?
Yeah, they pretty much just went to Mount Isa, yeah.
Right.
And obviously, I think they were also definitely patron-free as well. So, you know, you've got to understand, you know, they were trying to do the right thing to make sure that they were looking after the jockeys, the trainers, you know, the owners, the horses and that as well. So, yeah.
So you race twice a year normally.
Yep.
Those dates are what, May and July, are they?
Yes, that's right.
So we know you lost your two meetings, last year, didn't you?
Yes, we did, yes.
But you didn't race even a few months ago as well?
No, we did race in May this year.
Oh, you did get that meeting, okay.
We got that one in, yes. It was a little bit of a touch and go for a while. We were a little bit worried about it because we just didn't know. Everyone knows with COVID, things can just shut down overnight for you, especially with some events when you've got quite a few people attending. So, but yeah, we did get that one in, so that was
good.
But
you haven't had your cup in a year, so there's no winner's name on that trophy from last year. It just sat in your home, did it?
It did, definitely.
Did it really, on above the TV or something? Or
No, we keep everything out at the race course, so.
We're chatting to Cherilee Honorary, Hughenden, Outback Queensland, finally racing their cup, didn't race it last year. So tell us about your track. It is a dirt track or a black soil track, a track that we would assume is okay in Queensland regardless, but I've done a few interviews over the last few months with clubs that didn't race last year, and sadly a couple in country parts of the country also, even though they have dirt tracks, didn't race as well. There was too much rain and stormy weather. How is your track?
Our track's very good. We've been doing a lot of maintenance to it, because it's a big job to keep those tracks upkeep to the standards that's required. They crack when it's dry as well, so you've got to make sure that you keep dragging them to make sure all the cracks fill up with dirt and all that sort of stuff. But we've had no rain and there's none predicted, so we should be good to go on Saturday.
And what about horse numbers? Do they differ greatly from the first of your two meetings each year? Are they constant? Are they same training and stables that send the horses to your track? You had a meeting, as we said, a few months ago. What are numbers like for this weekend?
Our numbers are really good for this weekend. We had 67 noms, so we only had five races for the day. And I'm pretty sure that I think one of our races has got something like 16 horses in it. So there'll be a few, obviously, what do they call them, emergencies sitting there for that. So
how many can you run in a race?
12. 12, yeah.
It was interesting. You said, what do they call them, emergencies? And I say that because over the years, chatting in recent years to, say, picnic clubs and non-tab clubs that don't usually have situations where they have too many entries, sometimes they have a situation where they don't have enough jockeys, so they actually can't race a horse because there's no one to ride it. But actually, I've had a few chats over the years with clubs that get excited when they have an emergency. It's something they're not used to, but that's great news for you. Tell me, in terms of the people attending, Were they there back in the May meeting knowing they hadn't been able to go to a race meeting in a year? Did it feel like that was a bit of a celebration, or is this the one the locals and everyone comes to? Because I guess if you own a race twice a year, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. Look, our May races were a huge success for us because it was not just a celebration of being able to race again. We actually opened up a very large facility that we had built out there as well. So we had about 600 people go through the gate, which was a really good day for us.
And in terms of COVID protocols, and it's just what check-in and so on, it's, as you know, down here we've got a tough time, as a lot of the states are, and there's even concerns, as you know, closer to the major part of populated Queensland. But how are things from a COVID point of view in terms of what you have to do for the race meeting?
Look, it's not too bad. It's actually quite good. We obviously have the Queensland check-in app. You know, a lot of people, I said before, don't have Telstra phones. Vodafone doesn't work where we are, so we have to still have to have stuff where they can sign in. You know, we've got to keep an eye on social distancing, make sure there's a lot of cleaning and hand sanitizer and stuff around. But it's actually not too bad. And to be honest, I would have to say everyone is being really, really good about it. Everyone's accepting it quite well and understanding the protocols that we have to abide by as well. So it's been good.
Are you one of those outback clubs where it's only cash only and so on to place a bet? Is that right?
Yeah, well, most people out this way, they have their phones.
Well, I was going to say, if there's no ATMs, I'm just wondering if the phones don't work and there's someone, and I will ask you in a moment, I believe a lot of people are travelling around, grey nomads, people having a travel across Queensland because it's been a terrific place to escape in some terms what's been going on elsewhere in the country. Gee, that'd be annoying. They get to your racetrack, their phone doesn't work to use their phone account, and they've got no cash.
Yeah, no. We've got there's ATMs in town, so we're only a couple of minutes out of town, so we're not actually really away from the town area. There's a couple of ATMs in town, so we have a bus that runs backwards and forwards, so they can always flip back in and get some cash. But they don't actually need that because we'll have five bookies on site as well.
Oh, fantastic! Now, away from your racetrack, as we like to tell people about places that hopefully they can get to again, and a lot of Victorians, I believe, in the region travelling, and you'll see a few of those number plates and people camping and heading out to your race meeting. Your location is famous for dinosaurs. In fact, it's got a big link to dinosaur areas and fossils from years gone by. And Huey, I guess that's the name of, is it a Mutterburrasaurus? Is that how we say it? Have you met
yes.
Huey?
Yes, I used to work with Huey, actually.
Am I pronouncing the, I don't do a lot of interviews on dinosaurs. Is that how we say it? Mutterburra or Mutterburra?
Mutterburrasaurus.
Right, that would get you a few Scrabble points, wouldn't it?
It would, wouldn't it?
Is he originated, is the history of that type of dinosaur supposedly from your region, is it?
Yeah, our region was more land dinosaur, so as you further you go west, you're heading lower below sea level, so there was a great inland sea, and like Richmond has marine reptiles, so we were land-orientated, but the Mutterburrasaurus is one of the most complete ones that was found around our district as well. So,
and is there a big call for people that love to research and visit things about dinosaurs? Is that a niche tourism market?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Well, we're part of Australia's Dinosaur Trail up here, so it's a very niche market, and there's a lot of other places now that are finding fossils and different things. So it's great for the kids. It's not just a niche market, it's very educational, and it's amazing. Every kid under the age of 5 can pronounce some of these dinosaurs better than any other adult.
Wow. And if things are going quiet in the tourism, does local butcher or someone there throw a bone in some dirt somewhere out in the middle of the hill? And
No.
I don't think that goes on.
I think they'd perish too quickly these days.
They would. Hey, terrific to chat to you. And before I gave you a call on air, you did say that it's noticeable that there are people that, you know, in other times might have been heading to overseas holiday jaunts, but they're travelling around in country regions where they can, and a lot of people are in Queensland driving and travelling about, and you're expecting a few at your race meeting.
Yeah, definitely. Look, there's. I think this year is going to be the biggest season as far as visitors goes for a lot of remote outback towns. Ours are certainly booming with people Our caravan parks are full, the showgrounds are full, the RV park's full, and it's great to see. And they're all really keen to support the local businesses, so it's just wonderful at the moment.
And if they enjoy the races after that, they can spend days and days in national parks. You've got, I think, 4 national parks right near you.
Yes, I can. They certainly can. And Porcupine Gorge is, like, just north of Hughenden, and the road's all fully sealed out there now, so... If you're keen, you can walk all the way down to the bottom, but just be prepared, you've got to walk all the way back out to the top.
Oh, terrific stuff. Have a great race meeting. We can certainly sense the joy in your voice. You're looking forward to it. Good luck with your meeting. Thanks for having a chat to us. All the best.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Cherilee Honnery there. Their cup meeting, Hughenden. They didn't race the cup last year on their Blacksall track. Good luck to them. And Outback Queensland, where a big crowd expected this weekend.